Well, the top three killers of Americans, heart disease, strokes, cancer, all can be treated with medical cannabis. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, migraines, glaucoma. I mean, the list literally just goes on and on.
How many states currently have passed this kind of law?
16 states plus Washington, D.C.
And in your literature, you quote some poll results indicating, I think it's 80% of Americans, according to this, approve of these kind of medical marijuana proposals. Do you have any idea what the numbers are here in Florida?
Yes. Rick Scott did a poll shortly after he was in office. I had a conversation with him before he was elected. And his conservative pollsters came up with a 56% approval rating. So we're on the right track.
Now, in some of the states that have legalized marijuana for medical use, they are now considering ballot initiatives that would legalize it for recreational use as well. And some people say that this push for medical marijuana is really just the first step. And what you guys are really wanting to do is to legalize it for recreational use. What do you respond to that?
I would not be spending my time and resources to support people's partying habits. I am only doing this for the patients.
Well, in California and in Colorado and in a number of other states, pretty much anybody with the vaguest ailment from, you know, I have frequent headaches or I have tightness in my neck or whatever, pretty much anybody can get approved to get one of these medical marijuana cards. And it has become, in essence, legalized for recreational use.
Yes, out in California and Colorado both, they did the ballot initiative process as we're doing here. After it was passed in both of those states, we're talking more than 10 years ago, the legislators did absolutely nothing to regulate the industry. So in Colorado specifically, people thought that was a free-for-all, and then the legislatures had to come in and enforce it. In Florida, what we are doing is working with the legislators to provide a regulatory system. So when we get our constitutional amendment passed, the measures will be in place that we will not end up with a California-type situation.
So you're saying there would be some pretty strict oversight then? Because, you know, some critics worry that this could become a problem, similar to Florida's notorious pill mills, where people become dependent on the drug and they go from one dispensary to another, filling multiple prescriptions. How would your proposal prevent that kind of abuse?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think the first thing that people need to understand is there has never been a recorded overdose of cannabis use. Never. But the regulations that are put in place in places such as Colorado, you have to get more than one doctor to recommend your use of medical cannabis in order to get your card. Some states are limiting the number of diseases that can be covered just to the major cancer and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. And one thing that a huge thing that we need to information that we need to get out to people is to let them understand that not all marijuana is psychoactive. They even make balms for arthritis. You just rub it on your hands and within minutes, people with crippling arthritis can start using their hands again, but they're not feeling high.
So let's talk about where this proposal stands now. You need about, as I understand it, 670,000 signatures in order to get this on the 2014 ballot. You've got about a tenth of that so far. You're at about 60,000 right now. So, you know, how is it going out there collecting signatures? Are you getting resistance from people, or, you know, is it easy to get people to sign up?
Oh, yes. When we're out at events, yes, it's very easy to collect signatures. A lot of people are supporting the issue, but we all are an all grassroots, not to be punny, organization. And it's difficult to get the word out there when you don't have a whole lot of money to pay for the advertising and the event placement. Some of these events at Lake Eola are $1,000, $2,000 for a booth. It's difficult to get to some of the bigger events, but we're doing what we can and making really good strides at it.